Hello, and this is Samana King, and welcome back again in our podcast, Insights on Life. Now, you know, as we've been taught you before at the beginning there, or at the beginning, that our focus and target of this podcast is just trying to pass through different things and catching up with the young generation, trying to explain the way one can prosper in following his or her passion, and that is what we are focusing to do. So today I'm going to speak a bit about the trajectory of the world, and a lot of things have been changed, and we find difficulties in everything that we do, and this is the important thing the generation has to know. The changes of the world is changing with everything. So if you wanted to reach your potential, you have to change your mindset about the things, where it's going, the way things are going, you know. So for me, I would like to tell the young generation that we have to develop the following five things before kicks started with the thing that is important, or the thing that we clear for. So first thing is just when you are in your 18s or you are in 20s, you have to know that you have no time to rest. You work throughout the week in, week out. That's what the young generation has to do. You want to win, you have to not play safe. You have to play smart. Whatever comes, if the good opportunity, don't spend more time, spend more days exploring the single thing. You explore it, and then you decide that whether you are going to do that thing, or you quit the thing. So don't spend my time contemplating on one thing, and don't rest. That are the important thing. The second thing is just doing what is mattered most. What I mean by saying so, doing what is mattered most is that most of the youth, they spend more energy trying to do things that are particularly show off. You do something in order that those who surround you to know that you are, or you do things that are very wonderful, or you do something very stunning. Appraise and appreciation, that I can call the negative appreciation. People appreciate you for what you do. It might be not so very important for you. So you do things that is matters mostly for you, and that is attaching or attached closely to your future. So if you do something that is not important in your life, you are just losing your time, and it ain't going to help you. So do what is matters most in the right time. That is second thing. Third thing, important, you gotta seize every single chance that you have. You grab every opportunity that comes in front. Only regard the positivity of the opportunity that comes. It doesn't matter how difficult the thing will take you to bring into fruition, but you take it and you try it out. Don't give up whenever you find difficulties in doing that thing. You know, most of the youth, they find themselves giving up too early in their fights. You find that difficulty, that is the only way which can lead you straight to the potential victory. So if you live by avoiding difficulties and challenges, I don't think that you will be successful in whatever thing that you do. And that is the third thing. So fourth thing is avoiding Friday nights. And what does it mean by saying avoiding Friday nights? Friday nights, mostly in our community, and I've been brought around this society where people embrace going to casinos, bars, and you know, to enjoy hanging out with their friend, particularly on the weekends. And we know the weekend starts on Friday nights, you know. So avoid those nights if you are a little struggler, a little fighter, a little hustler, the one who wants to unleash terms in your life. I know that we have got a number of friends, those particular friends that who like to see us enjoying, or they like to accompany us in a booming time. So when we find it difficult, we even don't know where those friends have been gone, you know. So we have to embrace hustling, and we have also to be careful with those people who are likely to drag us into the bars and lodges, particularly in those Friday nights. People like to go with you in a place where they can get to soft drinks alongside you, where you can buy them soft drinks and other drinks, particularly beer and other drinks like whiskey and so on. So we avoid those days if we wanted to prosper. We have to agree that there are some stages in our life that is allowing you to do such things. You don't tell me that you have 25, you have 35, you are 40, and then you are craving to go into those Friday nights. You will find that your graph is not so very calm. You find this week you are up in your business, and next week you are in the business, your graph is just going ups and down. So the ups and down of a graph in a portfolio, it might be just prospered with the way you spend your money. And always we have to be very careful, and we have to be smart in spending money. So fifthly, and the last thing is choosing right friend as well as spending less. You know what? When you want to be successful in everything, you have to find out the friends that are very productive. I can call them productive friends. We have number of friends, and we have many ways of categorizing our friends. Or friendship that we form with different people are just surrounding us, or those we meet them at different circumstances or different persons. So find the right friend, that the friend that you can who can describe, or you can tell who can tell you something positive. I remember Elon Musk. He said once upon a time said that if you have three or four friends, and when you meet them, you don't hear them speaking about cryptocurrency, forex, other business. You have to think twice that either you have the friends or you have the cage. It might be the cage. You find whenever you meet them, they're speaking about a relationship, they speak about beverages. Those are not a friend. They are not positive friends, totally negative. So avoid side those friends. Find the friend that can speak good thing, can speak fortunes, then you will see the reality of the world. So thank you. That was are the few things that I have been to be followed by the generation if we start to prosper. And the next description, the next podcast will be just speaking about a certain career, and then I will introduce it at the next podcast. So continue catching me up on this right platform and the powerful podcast that goes by the name Insights on Life. So we give our insights on life. So if you want to get a life insight, so don't hesitate to catch me up right here. So thank you, and I keep following me. Also, you can catch me via different platforms like Instagram. You search at Zamanda King 25. Official Zamanda King 23, you will find me. Then also you will be able to catch me via Facebook, where you will have to search at Big Son Zamanda King, and then you will catch me right there. So thank you, and keep listening to our brightest podcast that gives you a lot of important insights.